From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Donald Trump and Mexico's president differ on who will pay for the wall. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump Wednesday laid out an immigration policy prioritizing border security and ensuring that those who enter the United States share the country's values, is what he said. He spoke to supporters in the southwestern state of Arizona in much more forceful language than he did hours earlier in Mexico City, where he held what he called important and straightforward talks with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. A prime example of the divide was Trump's longstanding pledge to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexican border. Trump said after the meeting in Mexico City that he and Peña Nieto discussed the plan to build the wall, but not Trump's assertion that Mexico will cover the cost. Peña Nieto, however, said that he made clear that Mexico will not pay for it. However, when Trump revealed his 10-point immigration plan in Arizona, the tall, powerful, beautiful wall, as he described it, was first on the agenda.
We will build a great wall along the southern border, and Mexico will pay for the wall.
Well, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta said Trump choked by not fully addressing the issue with Peña Nieto. After weeks of reports that Trump might be softening his immigration platform, he proposed Wednesday night hiring 5,000 new Border Patrol agents, tripling the number of immigration enforcement officers, and immediately deporting anyone caught illegally entering the country. He said crime and border crossing would plummet and gangs would disappear. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew is criticizing a European ruling that Apple owes more than $14.5 billion in back taxes. He says the decision may spur Congress to finally address the stalled effort to reform America's corporate tax structure. Lew says that while the Obama administration has failed in its efforts to get tax reform through Congress, he believes the unhappiness expressed by both Democrats and Republicans following Europe's announcement on Tuesday could push Congress to act. Lew said he's hopeful that he will see action probably not in my tenure, he said, but early in the next administration. Meanwhile, Tim Cook, Apple's chief executive, called the recent tax bill handed to the company by the European Union total political crap. And he claimed that a bias against the United States led to that decision. The EU denies that. The UN Syria envoy has warned that a recent agreement that saw the population of the Damascus suburb evacuated after surrendering to the government, a suburb of Damascus, could be repeated in other places around the country. At a press conference in Geneva, Stefan de Mistura warns that after Daraya, we may have other Darayas. Government forces kept Daraya under tight siege for 4 years after the suburb evicted security forces in 2012, ultimately securing an agreement for the estimated 6,000 remaining civilians to leave last week. De Mistura acknowledged that such tactics could be a strategy taking place. De Mistura's humanitarian advisor, Jan Englund, said the UN's humanitarian task force for Syria had failed the people of Daraya. Englund warned that sieges on Alweer in Homs and Madaya near Damascus could compel similar evacuations. Meanwhile, De Mistura says talks are ongoing in Geneva by the U.S. and Russia aimed at reaching a cessation of the fighting in Syria.
The discussions, and you are aware of it, in this building while we are talking, and while we're meeting, are ongoing at a very senior military, in security, and diplomatic level between the Russian Federation officers at a very senior level and American officers and representatives.
The Mistress says those talks could last throughout the weekend. Turkey on Wednesday night denied U.S. claims that it agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters and says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group. However, a spokesman for Turkey's President Erdogan called a truce out of the question. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.